This is Juliana. I'm here at the Joyful Life Show. And today we're going to talk about how to relieve anxiety in 1 minute or less. I have five ways that I'm going to show you that are very easy for you to do. We're going to practice them, and then hopefully you're going to write them down so that when you're in the moment of anxiety or anger or frustration, you're going to remember these. So we have five today, but I am developing a mobile app that I have 10 on, so just for future reference. But today I'm going to give you five big ones, okay, that really work. And if one doesn't work, then you can go on and do the next one and, you know, keep on going. Or you keep repeating them if you want. But oftentimes just one is enough. All right. So I was talking the last podcast about how I used a couple of these when I was anxious, when I realized I was a half hour late for my appointment. And so when I did these, two of them, it kind of jumped me out of that anxious feeling. So, I mean, I'm not about to say that I have all this down and that I'm perfect. So part of the reason that I love doing these podcasts is it reminds me of what I need to do for me. So we're all learning together. We all help each other. You help, even though I don't know you, you're helping me just by being present, just by being there, supporting this energy that I'm sharing. So thank you. I appreciate your presence. All right. So here, let's go and talk about the five. The first one is gratitude. That's a wonderful way to shift. So if you're angry and frustrated, you're focusing on what you're angry and frustrated, right? So in that moment, just put it on hold for like a second and just think about something you're grateful for. So maybe you think, okay, you know what? I'm glad I'm not sick anymore. I had that sinus problem last week. I'm grateful that I feel healthy now, and that you may feel a little shift. So I want you to do 10 of those. So list 10 things you're grateful for. Maybe another one was, I'm so grateful that my daughter actually, you know, she found a great job and life is working for her now. She's not upset. So there's another one. So maybe another one is, I'm grateful for the birds singing this morning. Oh my gosh, they were so beautiful. Another one, I'm so grateful that I had time to take a walk this morning, my full walk. So those kind of things. So when you start focusing on that, you start unwinding your body, and it, because anger and resentment, all of those, remember, those are a contracted state. And when we're contracted, we cannot create miracles. We can't live our full, joyous, peaceful life. So we want to learn how to uncontract, get a freer, bring some space into your life. So one of the ways we can do that is through gratitude. So write that down, step number, one of the ways. I'm not saying it's the best way, but try different versions of these, and maybe try the first one, and then try the fifth one, and then the third. So try them in different order. All right, so one is list gratitudes, all right? And the second one is breath work. And you, some of you may know that I am a conscious breath coach, and I've been using this forever, and I know it works. So I'd like to show you a breathing technique that you can do when you're stressed to relieve your stress. And this one is called, it's just the stress relieving breath. It's very easy. You go in your nose and out your mouth, all right? And you're going to trick your body into thinking it's relaxed. When you're literally going to lower your blood pressure, lower your heart rate, slow your breathing down, and you trick your body into thinking it's relaxed, and it starts sending out those endorphins, and then before you know it, you really are relaxed. It's really interesting how you can do this. So let's try. I'm going to go ahead and show you 10 of these, and we're going to do 10 breath cycles, and I'm going to count, and I want you to practice this. All right. I want you to see what 10 conscious breaths can do and how different you'll feel at the end. All right. So let's try. We're going to do 10. And you're going to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, counting four each way. All right. And it's slower. So just follow my count. So here we go. Ready? Go. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. In through your nose, two, three, four. Four, out through your mouth, two, three, four. In through your nose, two, three, four. Out through your mouth, two, three, four. In through your nose, two, three, four. Out through your mouth, two, three, four. In, two, three, four. Out, 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 two, three, four. Last one. In, two, three, four. Out, two, three, four. So, you notice that little vibrating you're feeling all over? That's all the extra oxygen you're beginning to feel. You've created space in your body. And that is a really good thing. Just like in yoga. I don't know if you've ever done yoga, but the biggest part about yoga is to breathe, and you get your body and your breath to work together. That's one of the things we're doing here. You're consciously creating a slower rhythm. You're consciously creating a way for your body to slow down. And when you're doing this, it's easier for you to make decisions. And anger is less likely to be what you're going to follow with. All right? So that's the breathing. All right. So we've listed two. One is the prayer, one is the gratitude, and then we've talked about the breaths. So something else I'd like you to note, I'd like you to think about is ask yourself, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? Write that down. Do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And usually, not always, but usually you'll feel a little voice in the back of your head that's whispering something to you. And that little voice is the one I want you to listen to. And maybe after that, you could do your breathing. You could say do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And then do the breathing, maybe to help open that little voice space up. But that voice is your higher self, and you want to listen to it. It is the smart one inside. That's the one you want to listen to because it knows the best for us, okay? So that's the one. Do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? So the next one is, you probably know I'm a spiritual, my spiritual life is extremely important to me. I've mentioned Course in Miracles, but I honor all different spiritual traditions. The common denominator is love and peace and sharing and oneness. So that's what my spirituality is based on. So I suggest people having something written down, either in their on their phone or on an index card, where they've written down their favorite prayer that feels good, or their favorite sacred quote, or their favorite sacred poem. I love Rumi and Hafiz. Oh, some of their poetry is just fantastic. I'll be dealing with Rumi and Hafiz during one of our podcasts. And their poetry, ecstatic poetry, I think is what they call it. Anyway, so spiritual quote, prayer, something where it lifts you above what you're angry at, and it helps lift you to a higher perspective so you can see what you're angry at from a different viewpoint. All right, so we've got four, and then I'm going to give you more than five. Let's see. The next one I want you to is this one is it sounds simple, but it really is nice. It works when your eyes look at who someone you love, and your heart just opens up. It just jumps with joy. So if you have a picture of if your mom or dad, you have a picture of your child, have a picture of that on your phone or in your wallet. So or your pet or your parent or someone that you really love and really makes you happy. That is a picture you want. So just focus on that picture for a minute or less. So let's see, one, two, three, four, five. That's five. And then the last one I'm going to give you is one that I really, it's just a beautiful thing. I use this with my clients all the time. I call it a 1 minute heart meditation. And in this one, we're going to use the intelligence of the heart, and it's going to guide us. So what I'd like you to do is to close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving, or if you have a place you can sit down. Just close your eyes for when it's going to be a minute or less. Put your hand on your heart and just notice your heart beating. Give your attention to your heart. And then in your mind, I want you to imagine when you were really happy. You were on a trip, or you were at a certain place, or maybe with your child when she was or he was young, at a beautiful park, along a stream, somewhere where you felt so happy, no worries at all, just happy. So I want you to go there in your mind. Feel it, smell it, see it. Use as many senses as you can to be in that place. And feel what you felt like when you were there, what you heard, what you tasted or smelled. Be there the whole time you're holding your hand on your heart. And for you to stay here in this beautiful place for 1 minute is extremely powerful. So gradually open your eyes. That 1 minute heart meditation would be enough for most people to jolt them out of anger. If they will just take the time, if you will just take the time. So I've given you six today. I said I was going to give you five, and I gave you six because I want to share and I love sharing. As I said, my mobile app will have 10, but I think 6 will certainly get you going because, as I said before, 1 would be enough. So let me go over those again. 1 is gratitude, list 10 gratitudes. Another one is your 20 conscious breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. Another one is you think, do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? And then you notice that little voice in the back of your head. And let it be louder. You want to listen to that voice. Another one is a sacred quote or prayer that you have written down. Another one is a photo of something or someone you love and makes you happy. And then the last one is the 1 minute heart meditation. So I recommend having these. You can write them on an index card, and I've even suggested for people to laminate them and keep them in your wallet. So that when you're really upset, you don't even have time to think sometime. You can just pull out that card and there is everything. Or you can have maybe on your notes section on your phone. You can list them that way. So you've got the six. They work. And I would love to hear how you use them. I mean, the joyfullifeproject.com, you can email me and on the contact page and let me know what you've done. Which of these worked for you, and I'm going to keep tabs to see which ones work. I'm curious. Maybe we can actually have a little contest, see which one works the most for people. So there you go. These are some ways to get unanxious in 1 minute or less, and unanxious in 1 minute or less, and I love hearing from you. I want to hear what you'd like me to talk about in the future, and in the meantime, I wish you a blessed, fabulous, life-affirming day. Remember, joy is a choice. Learn how to choose. This is Juliana Erickson with the JoyfulLifeProject.com. Bye-bye.